I like to call a problematic fave mini-sode, which means I'm going to talk 5 to 10 minutes between every other week, between episodes, just to kind of do these little tidbits of problematic faves in the history of television and movies. So, you know, this week I recently watched the new Father of the Bride on HBO Max with Andy Garcia and Gloria Estefan and Diego Boneta and Adria Arjona. Is that how you say it? Oh my God. Adria Arjona. She was actually on my podcast when I was at Deadline. Anyways, but yeah, wonderful cast. Fun movie. I said I would watch any Father of the Bride iteration. Black, Asian, queer. I would watch this story over and over again. And I really actually like the 1991 version with Steve Martin and Diane Keaton. And also Kieran Culkin, by the way, Succession. But also, okay, so this is where the problematic fave comes up. So I remember talking to a friend about Father of the Bride. And I was talking about Martin Short's character, the wedding planner. And also, shout out to BD Wong, who plays like his assistant or something like that. This was interesting because, like, I was saying how much I loved Martin Short's character, and I thought about it, and I was just like, oh, hey, wait. So, Martin Short's character, Frank Egelhoffer, has this really weird, indecipherable European accent.
Master and Mrs. Banks and the lovely bride. Hello. Hello. I'm a double guy for your wedding. I'm Frank. Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, my.
How's it after your time to the longer hall?
Oh, yes.
the bride.
Right away, I realized this was a mistake of gargantuan proportions. This guy was going to coordinate our wedding? How? With subtitles?
Oh, no. Okay, please come with me and we'll talk all about our big day. The big day for the bride. Pamela, come in that. Oh, sit down. On my own design, I designed that very nice, I think. Now, so you have not made up your list yet, but you know that you want wedding at home on January 6th, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Excuse me?
Yes, we would. We would like a wedding at home on January the 6th.
I love the weddings at the Horns. They're very personable, very warm, because they're fabulous. Oh, so January 6th, give us 7 months. Uh-oh, hello, that's 5 months. 5 months, not much. But that don't bother me so much because it's a little bit tight, but we can do it and it will be spectacular. Okay. So you worry, I was like, don't worry about that. So now, let's see. This is what I suggest. I suggest that we select the cake first.
Okay.
You know, because the cake very often determines what kind of wedding that you end up having. So let's just choose the cake, okay?
Okay.
Choose the what?
The cake.
It's kind of funny. And I said this to my friend, and I was like, oh, wait, is that racist? And my friend said, yes. 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 My friend said yes. So I was like, oh my God, is that problematic? So, you know, I pose that question to you, the listeners. If you want to chime in, feel free to go to the socials on Twitter and tag us and say if Frank Egelhoffer from Father of the Bride, the 1991 version, is offensive or problematic. And tell me why or why not, you know, tweet at me, or email us at thisisdiaspora@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts about Frank Egelhoffer in, Father of the Bride 1991, and if it is, you know, offensive or problematic or not. But also I do want to add before I go, it's kind of weird because it would kind of seem that BD Wong's character, you know, how Hollywood's racist and all, he would have the accent and Martin Short wouldn't. But I like how BD Wong's character's name is Howard Weinstein. But shout out to that. Anyways, but yeah, Email us at thisisdiaspora@gmail.com to help let us know your thoughts about Frank Egelhoffer, if he's problematic or not. Or tweet at us, Instagram us, at Real Diaspora, at R-E-A-L, Diaspora, D-I-A-S-P-O-R-A. I always have to think about spelling Diaspora. Yeah. So thank you for listening to this mini-sode. And then we will read your responses and tweets to this episode next, or probably not next week, but the following week in that episode. But yeah, let us know your thoughts about Frank Egelhoffer. Is he problematic? Thanks for listening, y'all, and make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Real Diaspora. And also, visit thediasporatimes.com. That's who's presenting this podcast, right? And that's where this podcast lives. So visit that site and get all your info about Hollywood inclusivity and all that good stuff. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next week with a brand new full episode.